All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to a brand new episode of The Real Life Podcast, a member of the Nation Network of Podcasts and delivered by DoorDash.
Welcome to Real Life, everyone.
What is going on right now?
I think that I'm in love with Matthew Kachuk.
Are you guys all drunk?
Welcome in. This is episode 315 of the Real Life Podcast. I'm Tyler Remchuk, Jay Bagmilk, Wanya Chalmers. Everyone's here. And as always, we are brought to you by the HGA Group, next generation of business services. The HGA Group was built to serve you better so that when your business brings you challenges, they bring you solutions. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Do you want to hear a fun fact? Sean Tully from HGA is calling me right now.
Unbelievable.
Are you going to take it?
I can't take it. I just messaged saying we're recording Real Life, but this is a real life endorsement. Sean Tully is calling me because he is helping me with something for my business.
And I'm meeting with them tomorrow at 10 a.m. because they're helping me with my business, which is also Jay's business, which is everybody's business. HGA for life.
That's right.
Yes.
You know what the H in HGA group stands for? Quality.
Okay.
Yeah. Take that to the bank.
Is this too inside baseball, but are we going to get to talk about why we're doing this half an hour later than we normally do?
Jay, why did you need the podcast pushed 30 minutes?
Chalmers, you really think what happened is a big deal, eh? You called me yesterday to ask about it? Oh.
Well, I do. They are the sports media leader, buddy.
Okay. I think...
We did announce this already, didn't we?
I like to think Jets Nation is the sports leader, but okay.
Yeah, come on, Chalmers. But, okay, I had to have a pitch call with ESPN. So I told the guys yesterday, saying, can we move it 30 minutes? Because I got to pitch Mickey Mouse at 1.
Oh, so yeah.
We're pitching Mickey Mouse, who Mickey and Minnie, power couple, like Jay-Z and Beyonce, yeah, also own ESPN.
I thought you were doing ESPN a Star Wars Plus project or something. I thought you had a Star Wars movie under development.
I'm working my way up. The goal is to get into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We got to start with the sports.
Yeah.
So we announced a partnership with ESPN Plus, and it is very adamant that it is ESPN Plus PLUS and not plus sign.
Okay.
Oh,
just so you know.
Are we going to have an Oilers Nation zone, like a sports bar? Remember, have you ever been to an ESPN?
The Pint?
Wow. No, but you got to rename it. Oilers Nation. Oilers Nation zone.
Yeah. Ding dong. So, is that DoorDash? Yeah. No, it's Mr. Cates' lawyers.
So we're starting. Well, now we've got the power of ESPN. But we're working with them on – so they want to target and work with us in hockey, because they have the NHL rights in the States to help with ESPN signups in the US for hockey fans. So we kicked off a content partnership yesterday, and now we're adding a layer of podcast. Now, since we only talk to people in Edmonton or in Peru, this is something that qualifies for our friends John Scott, and this is something that qualifies for DFO Rundown. So they're going to join us for the month of October to trial us out, and we're going to sing their praises and get to educate Americans on why hockey is awesome. And if they want to watch hockey, you have to watch on ESPN Plus.
I was sent a 9-page legal document to review, and it may as well have been written in Russian because I didn't understand a word of it. And that's
So I don't know if you guys know this, but like Disney's a really, really big company. And
yeah, like that's the layers. It's a big deal. And I don't know why you're like pushing this off as nothing.
I guess it's big. I don't know, but like it's interesting. Like we do deals with national partners and stuff, but like the paperwork isn't this intense, but it's they're very protective of everything that they do and they have and what you say.
You know how many contracts Hannah Montana signed in his career with Disney? I couldn't even imagine. Thousands.
Yeah, they would have been very long. But anyways, but the beauty of it, paperwork aside, is that they really see value in what we're doing, and they really want to make a big splash in the hockey space, which is very good for us because that's converting more. They want to get more Americans to watch hockey, which is good for all of us.
It's big business right now. Like TNT making a huge push to get a network show, like with Biznast, like Gretzky.
Biznasty's on TNT.
Yeah.
He just signed.
Did you hear TNT is going to be nationally broadcasting 50 NHL games in the US? And you know which team is on more than any other?
Oilers.
The Edmonton Oilers.
Finally, they get it. Market Connor McDavid. Like Connor McDavid.
Oh, man, what if Josh Archibald not playing kills it?
If I had one clip to explain why they were taking that, it's the clip that I saw this morning of them doing skating drills.
Oh my God.
And he's fucking halfway done the ice while the other guys are just starting. Like, he's literally about to, like, start lapping them.
Dude, how does that work, John?
That's your leader. That's your
How does he accelerate when he's gliding? He isn't skating, and yet he's accelerating.
It's not about his speed. It's not even about his speed. It's the fact that he is pushing the pace. Like, that is what you want in a leader.
I just want to say.
Yes.
It's been like 6 minutes of the podcast and Wanye has buckled me 3 times. Some great jokes.
What does that mean?
Oh. He's just on fire. I wanted to give him credit for that.
Oh, that's nice.
We don't compliment each other a lot. So
No, we're working towards it. We're like Huey Lewis in the news, you know? It's going to take a while, but we got hits.
Anyways, back to Connor.
Really nice today, Bag Milk. There's a compliment.
Is Bag Milk still on the phone?
Oh, Bag Milk is on the Zoom call. He's not listening.
Bag Milk's been on a phone. The reason why we started even later, Bag Milk's been on the phone, and that is the audacity to remain on the video of the call on the phone.
What if he's scooping your ESPN Plus deal right now, Jay, negotiating a different deal?
Yeah, well, maybe he's talking to TNT. I don't know.
Maybe he's got Stars with a Z, and we're going to have to broadcast all their programs.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. It could be. Stars is on the come up.
I'm delegating, boys. That's what I'm doing over here.
Here. Hello. Did you have a good meeting, Bag Milk?
Interesting one.
Was it with Disney?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Well, Disney store specifically.
Oh.
They're going to start selling Bag Milk figurines?
No, I'm going to start selling Mickey Mouse pants to my friends and family. Might start a pyramid scheme on Facebook, sell some hand creams, that kind of thing.
So are we going to get like free fast passes now or what?
Good question.
Hey, man. Yeah, that is a very good question. First of all, we have to be able to go to Disneyland. But let's see. If we knock it out of the park for the month of October, maybe we can get ourselves a fast pass.
We'll ask the chairman of ESPN Plus, Chalmers, for a fast pass. Don't you fucking worry.
It's like,
I know about us. Will excel.
Do you know how I like to pitch ESPN Plus to flex?
No.
About John Scott. John Scott, Disney is making a movie about John Scott. I've had two separate meetings with them. I preface and start every meeting with that.
They're making a movie about John Scott?
Yeah, they've got the rights to do it and they're writing it. Yeah, I don't know if it's gonna happen or not, but like they're writing a movie about it.
What do you think, Chalmers? Will they mention when he went to the All-Star game in that movie, Chalmers, you think? Or will they leave it out?
Probably not.
Probably leave it out.
Probably just leave that part out. Haven't they already cast the lead character to play John Scott?
Yeah, it's 50 Cent.
That was Jason Statham. No, it's The Rock, isn't it?
The Rock. It's not The Rock.
Gerard Butler.
Oh, nice.
It could be Jason Statham.
No, Lil Nas X. He's everywhere. Yeah. Hey, quick question. Has anybody seen that ad with Elton John and Lil Nas X for Uber Eats that runs every 3 seconds?
Oh, we're not supposed to talk about other sponsors.
Want to know, how is he able to call him Nas? Isn't actual Nas Nas and not Lil Nas X is Lil Nas X? Like, how does that work? How can you just take over a guy's name and be like, I am also Bisonet?
They should rap battle for it.
Oh, God. Nas would kill him.
Would obviously.
Which, what, okay. Lil Nas?
Yeah, there's two Nas's, Chalmers. Are you paying attention to this story?
Yeah.
One of them has the best, the highest grossing country song of all time. And the other one, what's that?
Made $100 million on Bitcoin recently because Nas, Nas did. It's insane to me that Billy Ray Cyrus opens his career up with Achy Breaky Heart, a breakthrough country hit that exceeds all expectations, and then ends his career with Old Town Road, a similarly out of left field country hit.
Which breaks all of Achy Breaky Heart's records.
Yeah.
Like highest streaming like country song ever, or highest grossing country song ever.
Bizarre. Yeah. He just sat back and waited on that pitch for 25 years, with all the momentum of Achy Breaky Heart. Wait. Pow!
Go back and listen to Old Town Road sometime soon. It's
a good track, man. Somebody on YouTube made a 1-hour mix of it, and I've listened to it from beginning to end twice.
You don't like it, Chalmers?
Well, I mean, I really liked it at the time, but now it's just kind of cheesy, to be honest with you.
Do you even know what Old Town Road is?
No.
A video game.
What video
game? I can't remember. One of the Western first player shooter games.
Red Dead
Old Town
Redemption.
Road. Maybe. I checked out after
Five
Tetris.
Old Goes West?
That's the
I
one.
I play video games. I'm a nerd.
No, me either. I've seen a human woman naked instead.
Whoa. What did I just walk back into?
Well, why did you walk away, your M Chuck?
Good question.
It's cold in my house. I wanted to put on a sweater.
Is this a drop-in podcast where we're just dropping in and all doing other shit while this is going on?
Well, Bang Bell walked back off and was on the phone, and now he's back here live. This is real life.
Sensitive, your M-Chuck. Like, you guys, it's fall. We got bag milk over here and a toque. Your M-Chuck's got to get away from the podcast so you can get a sweater on. What's wrong with you two?
It's cold in my house. That has nothing to do with the weather outside.
Soft as bread these days. Get some fucking pride.
Soft as bread.
I wear toques year-round, Chalmers. Thank you.
That's a good point.
That's very on-brand.
I had very, very many interactions on social media this last week after our podcast.
Do you have a catchphrase now?
Yeah. People just loving to tell me that they work hard and that they're not part of the problem, and I just love it every minute of it.
Bull fucking shit.
I want to hop in here too. And, you know, when we bleep stuff out of the podcast, I just want people to know that is absolutely not me making that executive decision all the time. I would prefer to not have to edit podcasts for as long as I do when I have to bleep stuff out. People seem to think it's me like being a fun sponge. That is literally for the survival of the podcast.
Who's making these calls if not you? Is it Disney Plus making the calls?
Yeah. It's Mickey Mouse.
It's you, isn't it, your M-Truck, making the calls?
50-50.
I had at least 8 people reach out to me and ask me what was said at the 44-minute mark and then right around
I haven't listened to it yet. I don't know what got cut out or what got bleaked.
Something that rhymes with scuff and toes definitely got bleeped out.
Oh, scuff and toes. I thought that was quality.
That was quality podcasting.
You told me to take that out.
Scuff and toes?
You had to.
Yes.
No. It rhymes with scuff and toes.
Oh. Yes, that had to be removed.
Yes. And the second, and
the second, not a soul listens to this show. If you didn't remove it, your M Chuck, the only people that wouldn't hear it would be us listening to it. There's no real risk.
And not even bag milk.
That's not a good assumption to go by.
It is not.
I think you'd be surprised.
I did have people reach out when I posted the horribly made Avoid the Grind shirt that I photoshopped together in about 3.5
seconds.
That
was you?
Yes, that was me.
You're making your own you're making merch mocking yourself?
I did it because I just kind of thought it was funny to like, and I thought it'd be funny to do like a shitty one, but people at the end were like, are we actually going to be able to buy these? And it got me thinking, maybe we need to do like a limited edition run of real life gear, like 3 poorly made t-shirts to reflect the podcast that you can just get in a bundle. Like you pre-order it. We know exactly however many to make and bang, it goes out.
Avoid the grind.
Put some respect on Chalmers' name.
Have some fucking pride.
Have some fucking pride.
We could even do them in like Oilers colors. Like there could be like a blue one, an orange one, and then
be
like a white
careful.
One.
Ding dong, who's at the door?
I'm sorry. What did you just suggest?
Sorry, we'll do them in Oilers.
He is not a representative or speak on behalf of the Nation Network or exactly. any of its subsidiaries.
That's right.
We'll do them in our real life logo colors.
What we need to do is start up a fake burner Oilers Nation where we can take all the ideas that we know are going to get us sued and dump them on our fake Oilers Nation burner site and they can get in trouble. But when you try and contact them, it just leads you to like an Ecuadorian server farm where no one answers the phone.
It's just a flashing light.
Yeah.
That's a decent idea.
It's not a bad idea.
And it'll be very inside. Like only listeners of like the podcast will know where to get this account. And we'll just like float out all of our ideas to them.
To the diehards. Red Bubble.
Oh.
It's called Red Bubble. That's where all the fucking.
Oh my.
Line crossing shit.
Let's just put it all on Flames Nation and hope it gets sued and taken down. And then be like, sorry, Flames fans. Nowhere to read about your poo-poo team. That's what I'd do. Fucking jerks.
So what do we got on tap today, your M Chuck? I want to talk about some stuff.
Honestly, I got one thing.
Yeah, Wanye spitting fire. I'm letting him handle the rest of the show.
If there's a better person to self-destruct and have a captaincy ripped off his chest than old Jackie Eichel, I don't know who it is. This is just great TV for me. I hate Jack Eichel.
I kind of feel bad for him, but you know, the Sabres, that whole situation is just fucking ridiculous. Like if you're Buffalo, the guy is clearly never going to play for you again.
Never.
Let him get, and clearly you're not getting what you want from him in a trade because he's not healthy. Just let the dude get the medical procedure he wants. And then he can come back, play in the Olympics and you can trade him at the deadline. Boom.
So they want him to get surgery A. He would like to get surgery B, or do you want surgery A from a different doctor?
It's different surgeries. He wants a surgery A to fix problem. Sabres are saying, get this surgery number B to fix the problem. Eichel is saying the one you're telling me to get, like, won't fix it. I want this one. And then they've been sitting there now for like 4 months, just like with their arms crossed at the table, looking at each other, being like, well, you know, who's going to blink first? And it's ridiculous. Like, I don't understand why the Sabres are being as stubborn as they are.
I really feel for the people of Buffalo.
Yeah,
I feel for the people of Buffalo as well. But although the Bills are good, so the people of Buffalo are, you know, be happy about that.
If the people of Buffalo lived and died with the Buffalo Sabres win record, they would have all been dead years ago.
Yeah. Like the Oilers' decade of darkness started kind of around the same time the Sabres did, right? I think they had one playoff appearance mixed in there. And they're like now re-entering another rebuild. They're going to be, I saw Coomzee wrote an article at Daily Faceoff where he predicted they'll have like multiple 18 game losing streaks this year. Like that's borderline impossible, but they're that bad.
Jack Eichel.
Yeah.
If only Taylor Hall had signed there for 8 years for $90 million. He was stuck to this thing all the way to the bottom. That'd have been wicked.
Speaking of Daily Faceoff, I'm writing an article right now, looking at some player props for the upcoming season. Taylor Hall's player prop for the upcoming year is set at 13.5 goals. That guy's going to score 13.5 goals in the first half of the season.
Jeez. Yeah, that's a, like, I don't like Taylor Hall, but smash that out of the park. I like winning money.
I suppose a bet on Taylor Hall that makes you, but betting on his success, is that really how you want to make your fortune, your M check?
Well, is him scoring 14 goals a success?
Fair.
I'm cheering for him to be mediocre.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm cheering for the opposite. I'm cheering for him to be a bum who scores 14 goals.
Yeah, not a lick more.
I wrote the article, and there was 6 player props that I really liked. And then I ran them all by Brock, who does like actual analysis and like plugs things into his supercomputer, and his model agreed with 5 out of the 6 of them. So I felt smart. So look forward to that on Daily Faceoff whenever I post this article.
Well, and on the tone of tools and models, if any of our listeners are interested in learning more about sports betting, if they play fantasy hockey, or if they do DFS and play DraftKings or FanDuel or Yahoo or whatever the other DFS leagues, Monkey Knife Fight, all that stuff. We are coming with some real hotness this season. We got a bunch of tools coming out, a bunch of info. So if you play that, check out Daily Faceoff. You know, we're more than just starting goalies and lineups. We got you covered on all fronts. I'm very excited about it. DailyFaceoff.com.
Ding yes.
Dong. Ding dong.
Actually,
long sexual tension pause. Good. You might want to edit that out later, Chuck.
No, I'm not going to edit that out at all. That's what makes this podcast good.
That can stay in, eh? I see how this works.
You know what else will stay in? This ad read for DoorDash I'm about to do, because someone said ding dong, and that's when I need to tell you that the promo code REALLIFEDD gets new customers of the app 25% off and no delivery fee on their first order, and we'll have a special combo offer with DoorDash and Oodle Noodle that I'll tell you more about next month. That's a tease.
Next month? You can start right away.
Oh, the email you sent me says, please use the graphics and terms below to start promoting on socials and podcasts as part of the DoorDash deal for next month.
Oh.
So it's waiting till October.
Or you can start now. I gave it to the start of October because they didn't think they would be ready in time. And then we got an email yesterday saying they got all their terms and conditions lined up that we can now launch the promotion. How's that for an internal email?
Okay. Well, do you want me to say it
next
now? Next episode.
Next episode's fun.
Yeah. All right. Oilers training camp is underway. You guys mentioned the Connor McDavid skating back and forth faster than everyone. That certainly got us all excited. Dave Tippett also singled out Evan Bouchard as, quote, and quote, perhaps the key to our decor.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Yeah. So.
As much as I say we should trade him, I hope so.
Also, you want to trade Bouchard?
I was on a mission for a bit.
He also said, Dave Tippett, this via a tweet from Jack Michaels, Tippett liked how Bouchard and Slater Cuckoo wanted to go head-to-head with Connor McDavid today.
There was a
if we're getting excited about Slater Cuckoo, we have issues, okay?
Yeah, but Bouchard.
Right now.
There was a tweet from Bag Milk's live coverage of the Ken Holland presser. Well done, by the way, Bag Milk, if you're still here.
But I did.
And it was like, oh, yeah, we're going to have depth. And then he proceeded to list 4 players I'd never even heard of. And I'm a pretty big Oilers fan. I'm like, who the fuck are these people? You know what I'm talking about?
Like Perlini, Seaver, Seaver.
Huh?
I want to know how X is looking. How's Xavier, how's he looking?
Or go?
That's what I want to know. Yeah.
Is he even at camp?
He's at the rookie camp.
He was at the rookie camp, didn't they? Did they send him back, or did they keep him up for a little bit?
Honestly, I have no idea. He got a nice assist on a Raphael Lavoie goal in the second game against Calgary. I know that.
Oh, yeah. Raphael Lavoie has 97 shooter potential.
I'm honestly not sure if Borgo is at camp or not. He wasn't in any of the line combos that were tweeted out, so maybe he's not. I did see, though, this was interesting. If we're talking line combos that probably don't matter, but I care about. Benson, McLeod, and Marody were skating on a line. Wouldn't that be an interesting one if they reunite that trio?
They'd have to steal some jobs, though, you know?
Reunite? Reunite from when?
They were the best line in the AHL for about 2 full seasons.
Chalmers. Oh, shit, Chalmers.
Borgo is on the training camp roster.
No, he is.
But I don't know how he's doing.
He's telling me to relax.
relax.
I thought that's what you told me. Sorry.
No, I said, who the hell pays attention to that?
Oh,
does everybody have a microphone? Does everybody have a microphone and no earphones? What the fuck is going on? You can talk, but you can't hear what each other is saying. You got earphones on right now. Look like a bloody NASCAR pit crew. You're MJ.
Yeah.
These are, if you can't hear with those boys on, I don't know.
We're going to have a new podcast studio soon.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
That's fun.
I'm excited. And so we can talk about more names that I don't know. That would be like me right now telling Wanye about the crazy intense Thursday night battle between Davis Mills and Sam Darnold tonight.
Oh. Chalmers, no, even NFL fans don't give a shit about the Thursday night or tonight.
I thought that was tennis, Chalmers. You're fucking all tennis all the time these days.
No, I'm not allowed to talk to us today.
I'm pulling for Sam Darnold. I hope he has a good second act.
They're going to be 3-0, so...
That would be the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers, for those of you who don't give a shit.
Carolina has a football team?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're also called the Hurricanes.
I'm just
kidding. Dude, did you not reference, like, on week one when you saw the giant silver panther that ran onto the stadium and you loved that?
No. You must be thinking of the other podcast you're on.
Oh.
I don't love no football panther. What are you even talking about?
The owner of the team once had a statue out front. This guy was such a weirdo that he put a statue out front of him, and at the base of his feet was like a panther that he was like wrapped around his leg.
What?
That he was like petting. Oh yeah.
The owner of the team.
A big statue of himself, dude.
Yeah, with a panther. Interesting. Okay. Yeah, there's some things to unpack there.
Clinton's like, we can give ourselves statues.
Fun fact on the topic of Carolina, does anyone know South Carolina University what their team name is?
The Gamecocks?
The Gamecocks.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. There's more than one team called the Gamecocks.
Do you think we're going to get to a point of cancel culture where even though that's only offensive to roosters, we'll still cancel it because we don't want to hear the word cock said aloud?
Society will evolve past the point for the word cocks.
That's what people do when they hear cocks said aloud now.
So you said cancel culture, and it reminded me of something last night, and it kind of pertains to you, Wanye, and you, JR. Sure. Very first season of this show, we watched at Old Wanye Manor, the one with the pool. Do you remember what show that is? That's going into
Survivor.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we watched that thing like a big group of us for years.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Survivor parties.
We all kind of went our different ways. And
you chipped my tooth, like, Chalmers, at a Survivor party. It's still chipped.
Oh yeah.
Thanks, buddy. And then,
so yeah, you're welcome. So it came back last night for its 41st season, and me and my wife decided that we used to love that show. But we haven't watched
now,
it in years.
Before you go hard here, 41st season, but there's been years with like 3 or 4 seasons in a calendar year.
Oh, yeah.
We weren't partying 41 years ago. Let's get that.
No. Yeah, no, no. This is just the 41, the 44, like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, you explained that properly. So my wife and I loved it. My kids, they saw a preview for it. They were like, they're kind of into those kind of shows, like, you know, Big Brother and shows with like lots of competition. So they were like, can we watch that? And I'm like, absolutely. I think it'd be great, something to watch as a family, you know, like a show like that. So we watched last night Survivor. And dude, this one's going to be like really good. It's only like 26 days. So it's just under 4 weeks. And like, it's going to be intense. But what I was getting at with cancel culture is Jeff Probst, he's such a fucking professional that he straight up like got out in front of something with everybody. Because there's at least 3 or 4 members, I think, from the LGBT community there. And he said his famous saying when he brings people into tribal council is, come on in, guys, right? Or come in, guys, right?
Right.
So he pulled everybody and was like, do you think it's time for us to, like, retire guys? Like, do you think we should get rid of it? And nobody really spoke up except for one of the girls there basically said, no, I think it's fine and I think we should keep it. It's your thing. And then they came back later and decided to change it. And I think that's what he wanted because he was like, yeah, no, I agree with that. But it was just funny because that made me think of cancel culture. I was sitting there just being like, he said this for 40 other seasons, and now all of a sudden he has to stand out in front of it and like say something about it. So the two things that got to me were like, number one, that dude's a pro. Like, how has he been on TV? And like, even Chris Hansen, those guys have all been canceled, but he's never had any problem.
No,
so good for him. Like, that dude's a professional. And number two, Survivor is fucking awesome.
That's so. What is there twists for this shortened season? Like, what's the sitch?
Just they're going to just it's like basically they're playing it in fast forward. Like, it's just going to be there's going to be way more tribal councils. They got rid of two people in the first week. There's three tribes, right? 3 6-man tribes, and they got rid of two people last night. Basically, when you win immunity, the immunity idol, you now win it for just one team. So, yeah, it's going to be good. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that.
What country are they in?
Fiji.
Oh.
And it's gorgeous.
Toledo.
And they didn't give remember? Yes, Toledo, Ohio. Do you remember how they used to give them, like, rice, and they'd give them all this stuff to start?
Yeah, yeah, a sack of provisions.
Yeah, so this time they gave them a pot, a machete, and a flint. But here's the kicker. You had to win it. The very first thing was to win those. If you the other two tribes didn't actually get those, they had to go back to camp and then do either a brain or a sweat test, like a sweat competition, to get it. So they didn't even have it, like, for the first day. They have no food, no rice. They used to be given rice, but they're not given that anymore.
This is why I checked out of Survivor. Do you remember Survivor Africa?
Yeah.
It was like the third
season.
Oh,
it was just so hot, and they were just all yeah, just they were just struggling.
Like, yeah, like having a very hard time of it the entire time. And I was like, this is kind of too close to reality for me.
You're watching like people die.
Yeah, I want everybody when the cameras turn off to go stay in air conditioned trailers and have like access to a buffet and shit. Like, I'm cool with the illusion of it.
Africa is where I tuned out. It turned out.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
They went hunting that. Remember, they had sticks and they were hunting like a pig. Remember that?
They were hunting a wild boar. Yeah.
Yeah.
A wild boar. Yeah.
I've never watched Survivor. They have to do that shit.
Just the one time, I think.
It was straight Silence of the Lambs. The very first day, they woke up in the morning after day one, right? The very first things you got to do on Survivor is like, I mean, if you've watched the show, everything they do is the first thing you go and you weave like trees together to make a shelter. You get the bamboo and you get trees to get yourself off the ground. You make yourself a shelter. You make yourself a fire. They don't make them boil water anymore. I think they drill them wells now so they can go have as much fresh drinking water as you possibly can. But the next thing is you got to find food. And so because they're right close to the ocean, there's just crabs crawling everywhere. So they're throwing their water bottles like at crabs, trying to kill crabs. These little tiny things too, just to get like a little bit of protein.
Fuck, I've had crabs. They're hard to get rid of, man.
Stop. God,
shit is not easy. You want to write that down, your M check? You want to write down the time?
Yeah.
I can say I had crabs fictionally. It doesn't bother me none.
That one's dicey. I don't know. Jay will text me if
oh my God.
I have zero concerns.
Nice.
Okay, the crabs line is staying in, folks. For Surveyor Brett and everyone that
DM'd
Chalmers and myself, you're getting the crabs joke.
Yep.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy the crabs. That's what they told me when they couldn't get rid of them.
Speaking of reality TV, is everyone caught up on Big Brother? I watched last night from 5 o'clock till 10 o'clock.
I have not seen last night's episode.
Okay, that's all good.
Survivor stitched it and didn't start till 11.
5 until 10, my girlfriend and I sat down and sped watched 9 episodes of Big Brother to catch up. That's how far behind we were. So I am all caught up and in on it.
First season.
No, I don't think terrible. It was the worst season. The season where that Mickey guy won was the worst. That one
I
sucked.
Like that guy, even though it basically means I like Pol Pot from Vietnam or wherever, Cambodia. Big fan.
Anyways, I actually think it's been okay because the dynamic of watching how that six like found a way to work together, even though the majority of them disliked one another, like in the game, was super
interesting.
That's
what made it so boring to me.
Yeah, and they're just the season really kind of took a nosedive competitive wise when Derek X backdoored Christian, because if they would have kept a couple other physical threats that would have won comps in, then it might have been more interesting. But yeah, it definitely but they tricked the entire house into not knowing they were working together.
It's the best six person alliance
ever.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because they were the alliance that no one could even connect as an alliance because they didn't act like an alliance.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite part was when Alyssa was sitting around with all six of them. And she's like, did you guys ever think about this? That like the winner is going to be a minority? And they're all like, really?
Oh.
And they're all there. Like, really, Alyssa? You think like, oh my God, that was too good.
But anyways, Big Brother Canada for the last like 3 years has consistently been better than Big Brother USA. So
season 7 was a doozy. Wink.
Yeah. But I'm always more excited for that one now. I just think it's easier to relate to
that. It's kinder. I like Big Brother Canada because it's nice. The states are just looking for like throwing people under the proverbial bus and shit. Whereas Canada's more about like a fake Wendy's drive-through and good natured competitions.
My favorite Big Brother Canada memory from the last couple seasons is, so what they do when you win HOH, you get a Wendy's dinner and there's a Wendy's like order window in their pantry and you go in and you get the Wendy's and the person who gives it to you, this was pre-COVID, obviously, they'd fly out like a family member and your family member would give you the Wendy's. And this one time a guy wins the Wendy's. It's like, whatever, 40 days into the season, he gets the food from the lady, looks at her name tag and goes like, thanks, Kim. And then starts walking away and she's like, hello. And he goes, oh, mom.
Oh, like, my God.
He did not fucking clue in to the fact that it was his own mother with her name tag on giving him the Wendy's. And he like said the name to him. He's like, thank you so much, Kim. Like, have a good day.
Jeez. Wow. Must have been so hungry. It was Wendy's over everything. Vision was blurry.
So my notes so far, because I put down timestamps of either things I need to edit out or things that might make a good promo. So I got lawyers, McDavid on TNT, edit question mark, crabs question mark.
Question mark, exclamation point.
It's been a good pod.
Well, hey, McDavid on TNT.
Yeah.
Like finally showcase, like this is, this is what helps grow the game. Every Oilers game and every away arena should be sold out. That's like Crosby had that effect in the States because the States talked about Crosby because he played for Pittsburgh. Like I remember going to a couple games where Pittsburgh played in Barnes that normally wouldn't fill up and they would fill up. Now this is good for the game. It's also good for Edmonton.
Does anybody else think that Connor looks skinny as fuck?
He's always skinny.
Really? I think he looks really skinny. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm sure he's ready to kill everybody, but he looks very wiry.
No, he's always, he's never looked thick.
How can you be that fit and not be like jacked up? Just heavy on cardio?
Fast twitch muscles, like just raw talent, fast twitch muscles. Like he's not.
He's super clean.
Yeah, even super clean. But he doesn't have, like, if you look at Sidney Crosby, his legs are, like, insane. Well,
he's got that dump track, too.
Yeah, like, his quads, like, it's just, like, disproportionate mess in terms of ratios. But Connor just looks like Elias Pettersson. Like, they just look like triathletes.
String beans, yeah.
Pettersson especially, wow.
Pettersson is so skinny.
Mm-hmm. We are going to mix in a little bit of NFL betting talk. We didn't do it last week because I wasn't on the pod on the last Thursday episode, but we'll get back in the routine and doing that every week. We'll get to that towards the end of the pod. So if you want our NFL picks, stick around for that. Jay was perfect in week one as well. Is there anything else like Oilers related life? Like what else does everyone have? Well, Chalmers, here, current events?
I got this is rare hockey talk for me, but I do have a question for you guys. Like, how are we feeling about Oilers having full capacity vaccinated crowds and like the pushback from the doctors? What do we think? Because we have to get back to normal. Like we have to.
Oh, really? Right now, hey? Right now? You want to just right now is when you want to get back to normal and just start going back to normal?
I want as many things possible that excludes unvaccinated people to happen that can possibly happen.
Chalmers, I'm scheduled for penis reduction surgery, you know, because I'm swinging so much meat down there and I just want to like trim it up, right? Like not as much weight on my lower back. I can't go get my penis reduction surgery, Chalmers. I have to live with this massive behemoth for another who knows how long because the hospitals are full. Now is not the time to be piling into an arena.
Oh, okay. So so you're on that team.
Yeah. Well, that's the way
I look. Sadly, I think I might be with Wanye, and I didn't think I would be a couple of months ago. Like a couple of months ago when it was summer and it was like, oh, the fourth wave might be coming. I was like, I'm not buying it. Like we need to roll past. I was like you, Chalmers. Let's just roll past
I'm not buying it.
The unvaccinated will suffer with this one, blah, blah, blah. But now that it's impacting the hospitals, like if just the numbers were up and it was like, hey, every day, like 1,200 unvaccinated people are getting COVID, but like the hospitals aren't bad, then I would have been like, yeah, fuck them. Vaccinated people, let's get into Rogers Place. Let's go. But the fact that it's screwing over the hospitals is just like, shit. That's when it's bad.
All right.
But I think I would love to see, I would love to see them come out and be like, hey, listen, we're going to be back at 100%. You know, it's going to be 40 because 40% at Rogers Place after as long as we've gone with 0% at Rogers Place, 40% at Rogers Place or 30% or 25% is going to feel like a packed barn. It's going to be awesome.
And here's my solution. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I'd love to see them just say a threshold like, hey, once we get a thumbs up that hospital numbers are down to a manageable point and ICUs aren't packed full, then we're giving her at 100%. But for the first 2 weeks of the season, 25% is just going to have to feel like 100%.
I went to mirasafety.com, mirasafety.com, and they are selling a CM6M tactical gas mask with full face respirator and drinking system included, where you can bring 750 milliliters of your own drinking material and it goes through the helmet. And this is what they give to soldiers when they're facing biochemical attacks, your head chuck. For $300, okay, including two canisters, I feel like it's pretty safe to wear this helmet slash mask into a game and not get sick.
I mean, compared to the price of season tickets, cool, that's a drop in the bucket.
And like for the price of a jersey and two beers, I could wear a contraption on my head that would allow me to move safely around the arena. Like, small price to pay.
What fluid are you putting in your helmet to drink all game? Like, obviously, probably beer?
Mostly urine. Whoa. Oh, I see. Yeah. No, I'd be rocking vodka sodas. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Do you think there'd be like a quirky, funny Green Man-esque type thing if I just rolled in there with like a military grade respirator on and then like, I don't know, kind of like how Soldier Boy had his name written on his shades. I just wrote Wanye on the mask and went around. Is that cool or is that too much?
I would love that to protect your identity. You wrote Wanye like right over the eye part so that you're there, but you can't quite see
it. I could tint it. I could tint the front mask.
Like Daft Punk.
Cool. I was looking at photos of us in our turtle costumes, Jay, the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I realized at that point how that I took for granted every single thing about that night.
That was wearing 6 weeks prior, 6 weeks before the pandemic hit.
Fuck, man. It wasn't even in our brains.
Yeah.
We were against the glass. People were taking photos. Oh,
that was a night and a half.
So that's like cool costumes to wear. Maybe the cool 2021 costume is a breathing apparatus. Woo!
Yeah, why not?
Scuba tank would work too. Breathe all the air from the scuba tank. I don't know. I think we're the Florida of the North. I think these arenas are going to be fucking packed. We're going to be seeing some crazy shit happen.
All right. We might. Before we keep moving along, got to give some love to our friends at Twig and Berries. Twigandberries.ca. No matter where you are in Canada, if you place an order at twigandberries.ca and it's more than $75, they will ship it to you for free. Or if you're around here in Edmonton, go check out their store. It's just in St. Albert on what would be the south side of St. Albert, right along the north side of Edmonton. I got that right. Twigandberries.ca.
Here's my problem with Twig and Berries, Ramchuck. Maybe you can edit this out later. Whenever I see my Twig and Berries on the shelf at Wanye Manor, I'm getting dressed in the morning as you do. Now I think of you when I'm putting on my underwear. Because I'm like, oh, Twig and Berries, fucking your M-Chuck talks about this all the time. Mm-hmm. So good morning, your M-Chuck. You're in my morning routine most days now.
I love it. I love it. I hope I'm in everybody's morning routine, right? As creepy as that sounds.
And you're the last thing I think about before I go to sleep, too, your M-Chuck. Mm.
Mm. That and the crabs.
Well. They're always around.
Ready? Charles, you got anything else?
I'm really with your precious football. Did somebody run really far and fast?
No.
Did some guy throw an amazing pass and the other guy just came out of nowhere and caught it and no one can believe it?
This has been the best first couple weeks of football I've watched in a long time. And so it's been very competitive. So, yes, it's been a lot of fun. But
this is that one team that no one thought would win one and no one can believe it?
Yeah.
I'm just throwing general shit at you so you're like, you stupid idiot. Come on.
This is a great sports run here. I got the two TVs going every night, man. It's Jays. It's something else. Like, fuck, it's awesome. I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but it really is great. And now you got preseason hockey on tap, and I cannot express how not excited I am to watch preseason hockey. When the game actually starts, I'll get into it a little bit. Like, I'm going to watch all the Oilers games, obviously, but I'm sitting there right now being like, fuck, I'm not excited for the fact that my Oilers fandom is going to lure me into watching full 60 minutes of preseason hockey every night. I won't miss one.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that the game on Sunday is going to be televised?
As of right now, it's streaming on the website.
And I'll watch it there.
You could stop 1 in 4 people going into United Cycle, put an Oilers jersey and equipment on them and ice a team, and I would happily watch that version of the United Cycle Oilers. All they need to be doing is wearing an Oilers jersey, and I'm in.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. Like, I won't enjoy it. I'll be sitting there like, man, this hockey means nothing. I want to get to the real thing. But then I'll be like, oh, shit, Marody made a nice pass there. That's interesting.
I've left enough Oilers rookies games convinced that we're going to win the cup within 2 years that I know it doesn't matter as long as they're wearing the jersey.
Mm-hmm. I'm not watching any hockey this weekend. All I'm watching is football and Ryder Cup. All that matters to me right now.
Oh, yeah, Ryder Cup. That's good show.
Oh, dude, it's going to be so good. Like, I just, you see, like, Brooks and Bryson getting together on the range, and I don't know what they said to each other, but, like, they got to come together for this United States team to win because, like, the difference between the two teams has always been that the Europeans are like a family and the Americans are like a bunch of individuals, you know? And, like, they haven't won in so long that it's a big fucking deal. So they need to pick it up right now.
Is Tiger playing?
Yeah. Tiger Woods is in there.
He is.
Yeah, Greg Norman's playing for the world.
Greg Norman. Oh, yeah, boy. Oh, yeah. For America, I assume.
Sevi Ballesteros. Yeah. Lee Trevino. Yeah. All those guys, they're all in.
Yeah, they're all there. The band's back together.
The boat damn time. Angel, Angel Cabrera's out of jail. He's playing in it too.
Tom Kite redid his LASIK surgery. He's got the old glasses back. He's out there making putts. Do you know Tom Kite is your M-check? Do you know your M-check who Tom Kite is? Just out of curiosity.
Who posted Lil Nas X on the Instagram?
Buddy, okay. I'm all over it.
Oh, nice.
Talking to myself on this one. Yeah, I know who Tom Kite is. I'm a real dink, too. Direct, Chuck. You're not a dink. You're just slightly off.
And you know our football picks for this tonight already.
Which league?
This CFL.
Fuck, man. I can't believe the Red Blacks got screwed so hard last night.
I went to the Elks game on Saturday, and when I walked into the building, they were down 14-0, so I jumped on the live betting. And I got them at like 13.5 plus 13.5. And in the third quarter, they were leading the game. My bet was sealed and they lost. They lost by 14 points.
And I thought I was a degenerate for spending a couple reels on the old betting website, but you're betting on CFL football. My man.
Charles, if you're going to the game, you're betting on it.
Oh, yeah? Did you bet on our quarterback to throw a certain amount of yards or our wide receiver to make some good catches?
How many rouges did you play?
I don't think the books go that deep on CFL.
What's our running back's name?
James Wather Jr. He's a
Henry Gizmo Williams.
James Wather Jr. He's good. He's legit. All right. let's get to our NFL picks here. Let's start with, we give one spread for the week and then also a prop for the Thursday nighter. Last time we did this, I missed on both of them. So maybe don't listen to me on this one. Jay hit on both of them. Chalmers, Bagnell, each 1-1. Good work, boys. Do we want to start Thursday nighter or look at the week as a whole?
Where do you guys get your props again? Let's give a plug to the people that we use if they're a sponsor.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Okay, then I didn't. How do I know? I'm not in these meetings. I don't talk to Mickey.
Just shout out Wanya's Crab Shack. All the crabs you can put in a bucket.
We will have a sports bet or a sports book sponsor soon, but until then, we will stay quiet and just say we're looking on the internet.
Okay.
Next Wednesday is the announcement. I just got an email.
Cool. All right.
Exciting.
We're making you change your name legally to the new sponsors, your M-Check. So just so you know, if you're investing in a bunch of embroidered towels with your initials, throw them shits out because your name's about to change.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I know which way I'm going to go with this. Let's see. I'm going to... Oh, Jesus. That's a high over-under. Sorry, I'm just debating.
One top bet from tonight, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I know. I'm kind of looking.
Chuba Hubbard over 100 yards rushing.
What?
I can't tell if you're being serious.
Well, is that even a prop? I bet you his over-under is 20.
No, he's not.
Well, then why'd you say
it? Not a prop.
Well, I was having fun. Ever had fun, your Chuck?
God, no. He hates fun.
Jesus.
If he heard fun, he'd go back and delete it after.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Fuck, how's Houston's defense? Shit?
Yes. Their whole team is shit.
Okay, I said it earlier, I'm going Sam Darnold over 265 yards. That's a big fucking number, but
I like it. I was going to go with that one if you didn't take it. So that's all good. I'm going with my second one. I'm going to run CMC Christian McCaffrey, and I'm going to take him over 5.5 receptions.
Oh, wow. He's slated to get his over under for receiving yards is 50 yards. So that would indicate that he potentially would have over 5 receptions. So that's a good bet.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Mark Ingram's rushing total over 38.5 yards in game one.
Oh, that's 40. A good one. That's
yeah, good 42 one. Yards in game one, 87 in game two. I think he's just getting started. So that's going to be my over under 38.5 yards.
Hey,
over.
I got news for you, Charles. The book that I am using that is soon to become a sponsor, they have him at 36.5. So you're getting some, you're getting a couple extra yards there.
Oh, beautiful. 36.5 it is.
Perfect. Bag Milk, do you have a prop for the game tonight?
Yeah, this one's funny. I bet on this a couple of days ago. It was even money when I bet it. First quarter over 7.5 points combined.
Sure.
Sure. This is a low over under for the game at 43. I think it is like something like that. Yeah, it's 43.5. Oh, no, 43, right on the dot.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a fucking brutal game.
All right, let's get to our picks here on the spread for the week. I'm going to jump first because there is one that I really, really like, and that is the Arizona Cardinals -7.5 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. This thing
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, this thing's a lock, man. It's simple as
they
that.
They are explosive offense. They might be the most fun, explosive offense of the year so far to watch. Everybody said they were going to suck. They've got this rookie named Rondell Moore who looks like the next coming of Tyreek Hill. This team is going to put up points. And the fact that they are only -7.5 to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are absolutely dog shit, is just crazy. So thank you for stealing mine.
You are welcome. Anyone else? Week three.
Chiefs over Chargers. There. Chiefs over Chargers.
Chiefs over Chargers on the spread.
Oh, Bag Milk back on
that's
brand.
That's a -6.5. So wait, you have to go against the spread. So that's a -6.5.
Mm-hmm.
My lock of the week, OJ did it.
You got it.
You want to go with that one? Yeah, perfect.
Jay Downton, what are you going with?
I am torn. I really want to believe in Joe Burrow and the Bengals. I just don't think +3 is enough for me to push
Steelers
him over
are going
the, Steelers.
The other way right now, though.
I know. Like, it could happen. Like, I kind of, in an upset, like, I'm betting this weekend straight up money line Bengals win. But I'm feeling, I think the pack at +3.5 against the 49ers.
Oh, my God, you guys.
It's +3, but.
Well, I'm looking at +3.5 right now.
I think they win that game outright.
The pack?
Oh, yeah.
Here, yeah, Charles. So, Charles, I found another one I like. Charles, you want Arizona?
No. Because I have a couple that I like. Yeah. It went Arizona first, then like the Packers. I know they played Detroit. They're going the right way. They played better in the second week, but San Francisco is down to like their fourth string running back right now. Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, what is he showing? Right? I think the Packers are going to win that game outright. So taking them at a +3, that's pretty smart. I want to know what your other one is after I take mine. So, JR, yeah. Are you taking the Packers?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take the Bucks at -1.5 against the Rams.
Cool. You're taking the Bucks minus. Our book actually has them at minus one. So you're getting them at minus one.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. What's the one you liked better?
One sec. I just got to put my. So I'm going to also do something every week because I've been doing a really good job of this in my own personal life. I'm going to give you a teaser bet of the week here. I just love this. I think this is an absolute lock. Arizona Cardinals, you can tease them down to -1.5. That's an absolute layup. Absolute layup. And then the Buffalo Bills, you can tease them down to -2.5. And if you throw those two together, Cardinals -1.5, Bills -2.5, it's -130. That's an easy bet right there. And Chalmers, the other play I like against the spread this week is the Oakland Raiders to take down the Dolphins. It's -4. The Dolphins are starting Jacoby Brissett. They just lost 30-some-nothing to the Bills. Dolphins are struggling. Raiders on the upturn. They're going to be 3-0. Take the David Carr props as well and take the Raiders -4. It's a good slate. I'm going to have a lot of money on the line this Sunday because there's a lot of games I really, really like.
I do too. You know what? I thought you might say that one. I thought you might say the Broncos -10 over the Jets. The Jets are absolute trash.
I hate the Broncos. I can't trust them though.
I know. Yeah, that's the thing. But Teddy Two Gloves. He's playing well, so you got to like that one. But there's a lot of good games this weekend. I was doing my pick 'em sheet, and this is a really. It just sucks that like the Thursday night games and the Sunday night games have been so good this season that we have to have this game tonight. Now, I just hope that it's just an absolute like mess of a game where it's like tons of scoring, defensive plays, lots of picks, you know, just a shootout type of game. Cause other than that, it could potentially be this kind of game where they just keep running the ball. Every pass is dropped. So they run it three more times to a punt and it'll just be boring and not fun. So
all right,
there's the hope.
We are going to wrap this bad boy up here. This was a good one. I like this pod. We were all over the place. Always good when we're all over the place.
Oh, thank you, Urim Chuck. I'm glad.
Jesus Murphy. Yeah. How many episodes we need to do before that's just the norm?
We'll be back in our brand new podcast studio with new microphones. So for everyone who's ever complained about the audio quality, there we go. And a new Rodecaster and all that good stuff.
I have to do one more thing before we go. At the Oilers Nation tournament, My wife, she played on a team with a bunch of other ladies, and she has brand new golf clubs. They are very, very nice golf clubs. And she, in true her fashion, she lost her pitching wedge. Now, at a golf tournament like that, it is nearly impossible. I drive past, I have a house that a job that I'm doing out past Coon Creek. So I have called and stopped in and they are not finding it. Now, the reason that this happens at golf clubs that have tournaments is because most of the time somebody will find that club. Everybody's drunk. They throw it in their bag. Next thing you know, they take it out of their bag. They have it at home. They don't know what to do with it. It just becomes that thing that sits in the corner. So here's my call out to Nation listeners. If any of you found a blue TaylorMade ladies pitching wedge, please get a hold of me on social media because it is literally the only way. Because there's no way anybody that found a club is going to drive it back out to Cougar Creek. It's just not happening. I'm very aware of that. And this is a brand new set of golf clubs. And so to not have a pitching wedge really sucks. So if anybody can help out, if anybody has it, if anybody knows somebody that does, take the time. I will make it worth your while if you could get it back to me. That would be great.
All right.
All right, we're on a mission.
We are. We're on a mission to find that. All right, we're going to wrap this bad boy up. Shout out to our lead sponsor at the HGA Group and for DoorDash, who not only sponsors this pod, but the entire Nation Network of podcast, and our friends at Twig and Berries, who are also a proud sponsor of BJN Radio. With that, I say go Blue Jays. And that's going to do it for episode 315 of the Real Life Podcast.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Real Life Podcast. Don't want to miss any of our nonsense? Hit the subscribe button and give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.